Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all my dear friends. This is your spokesman with the plan, Clarence Cloverleaf, welcoming you to Cloverleaf Radio on the JIA Network. You can listen to our shows on close to 20 different streaming platforms, including Anchor, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Radio Public, and YouTube, to name a few. I've helped compile a list of our best guests since 2008, and those interviews have been scattered about the cloud, as they say. Something I thought we only received rain from. Go figure. So, go find yourself a good one, and you can listen 24/7, 365, to guests from all genres of entertainment. You'll never know who could show up. Check out www.jianetwork.com. And now, on to the main event with your host, the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and, well, quite frankly, anyone as his guest. Enjoy the show!
Hi, everybody. This is Larry Kenny. You know me best for voicing Lion-O on Thundercats and as the voices of Count Chocula and Sonny the Cuckoo Puffs Bird for Cocoa Puffs. And you're listening to Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and Gordon.
Alrighty, we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am the host with most, Jimmy Falcon. Kind of flubbed up the intro there, cut it off before Clarence was done talking, but I guess I'm kind of just jamming that way today. We are honored to be welcoming actor James Stokes with us. How's it going, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing fine. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Weather's not too bad. Everybody's out at the pumpkin patch around here, getting ready for Halloween. How's things down in Tennessee?
Tennessee is going pretty good. Got a little rain coming in right now, but other than that, Tennessee is well, it's been pretty hot. We just now started to cool off a little bit, so thankful for these nice temperatures.
Absolutely. And you're a Kentucky boy originally, somewhere that I love to go, enjoy going to Kentucky. Being in Illinois, I'm not too far away. It's always nice to go down there. What are your early memories growing up around that wonderful landscape?
Oh, man, being so close to Land Between the Lakes, Kentucky Lake, we would go down there all the time, go fishing, camping. It was just such a wonderful time, growing up in Kentucky. Being there in Hopkinsville, where I grew up playing football and all of that, watching the UK Wildcats, it was just a great time.
And why did you decide to go to Tennessee?
Well, I moved to Tennessee about 14 years ago, moved to Nashville, and it was just a central point, just trying to, I was still working in Hopkinsville, but I was just trying to transition into getting into the movies and getting into theater and acting and stuff, so that it was just a central hub, I guess you could say.
Yeah, Nashville is a great spot for any talent. Maybe a lot of people think off the top of their head, country music, but it really does that Tennessee has really grown in the entertainment landscape. They're doing a lot with film and television and, of course, with music. It's really a great state for someone in this area of the world to be able to go and, share their talents.
Absolutely. There's a lot of celebrities and stuff moving into Tennessee, and Nashville in itself is booming in the movie industry as far as that goes as well, too. So, yes, it's a great place to be.
That is very awesome to hear. And you've been doing this acting thing for only a few years now, but you're going pretty strong. Why did you decide to get into the entertainment industry?
Well, I've always been in some form of entertainment as far as like a musical theater or something like that. There used to be, you probably remember, at Opryland USA, park in Nashville. Okay, I worked there on the Country Music USA show, sang and danced on that show. I was in musical theater in high school and college. And then my first movie that I ever did as an extra was Pure Country with George Strait in it and stuff like that. It was Pure Country 2. And I just fell in love with it again. Some friends of mine there in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, was doing a short film. And pretty much I just reached out to them and asked if I could be an extra in it and met some people from on set there. And from there, it just kind of went downhill from there.
Well, it seems like, you know, you made a good point. I guess I was thinking going off your IMDb credits. Man, that's even hard to get it. IMDb. But it seems like you've been doing, you know, the theater thing and singing and everything for some time now. So that's awesome.
Yes, sir.
And I was curious, of course, Stranger Things is a TV show that's it got a lot of great reviews, and it's been going strong for a few years now. You're on an episode of that. How did you become involved in that episode, and what are your memories of working on that show?
Well, it was a great opportunity. I got an actual text message from one of the casting directors that had, I'm assuming, had seen my IMDb page or got my information from somewhere. I had no idea. And they texted me and asked me to call them, and I called her back, and she told me what it was going to be for. And, yeah, and I got the opportunity to be right there next to Millie Bobby Brown and the rest of the main actors on the show, and got to work with them and got to spend the whole day with them, you know, and not the whole day, but just for the most part, you know, during the night. We shot it all night long, and it was just a great opportunity to be there, and I'm hoping that they ask me back.
Absolutely. That would be awesome to come back. I love Stranger Things because being that it's set in the 80s, which is when I was born, and being in Indiana, which is so close to me, those kind of things, when you can set something to your generation, or if you love horror, those things can really draw you to Stranger Things. I think it's an awesome TV show.
Absolutely. I love the horror genre in itself anyway. Anything that has to do with it is great. You know, playing in Hell's Half Acre, it was a short film produced by Fuller and Green Productions there in Hopkinsville, and playing the killer in that one, and just I love the horror genre.
Oh, absolutely. And these TV series, you know, documentary style shows like Snap, the reality shows are really interesting to watch as well, too. I think it's interesting when you can place real people in those shoes, because a lot of times you watch a horror film, you see like Jason, or you see, you know, Freddy Krueger, and you see people you can't really put realistic options to and stuff. So it's interesting to see these real life killers and everything put out on a wide stage.
Absolutely. Snapped in itself was great. You know, you get to see these true crimes, you know, kind of brought to life, the stuff that happened. I played in episode 2404 in Snapped, and it was Jeremy Stimcoe. And I mean, you find out that it took like 9 years to convict his wife from the murder, and, you know, stuff like that. And just being able to reenact that was just great. And then here recently, I just went to Knoxville and filmed Mark of a Killer, and it was a John Wayne Gacy story, and I played a detective.
Wow.
In it, and yeah, that was really awesome. You get to learn inside things on the subject that a lot of people don't know, I guess. And it's just a real pleasure to be able to go down and reenact that stuff.
Oh, absolutely, I'm sure it is. I'm involved with a convention here in Illinois that's coming up at the end of the month called Dark History Horror Con. And that's something that they have always strived to do, is teach people more about the psychology that goes into why someone would want to do this. I think anybody that hears or reads in a newspaper that, you know, someone blows something up, someone kills someone, you know, something, some tragic thing happens, you go, how could someone do this? I think chasing that question is kind of what leads people to watching these shows and becoming, you know, interested so much in murder films, et cetera.
Absolutely. I'm looking, you know, all the time, you know, to get in these true crimes and stuff like that. And working on some features now that I've got, well, I've got scripts for that I'm reading. And it's a mixture of different things. I've got a Western that I'm working on. I've got a comedy that I'm doing, then a couple of dramas that I'm working on as well.
Yeah, I noticed you had a lot of stuff in post-production, a couple of things in pre-production. The Vampire Santa one seems really interesting. That sounds like it's going to be an awesome film.
Yeah, it's still being edited right now, as far as I know. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that, having the premiere for that. It's called Redemption's Price. It was shot in North Carolina. So, yeah, I'm looking really forward to seeing that myself. I had a lot of good lines in that. It was in playing a vampire. I'd like to see how it's going to be brought to screen.
I always love when you can take a great traditional time like Christmas and just flip it on its head and give it a horror theme. Krampus has been really popular as of late with the horror film genre. And I think Vampire Santa is a great next curve way to go with expanding this horror genre, because I think that sounds, just the title drags you in.
We've started working on that. We've shot just a little bit of it. Finding locations and stuff has been a project in itself for that movie.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to continuing that one as well.
I don't think the average person sitting back in a movie theater or sitting back at home in their living room watching television has any idea what goes into a standard production. There's a whole lot of people involved, a whole lot of set design, so much involved that the modern person can't even grasp because they're not involved in it. It interests me a lot.
Absolutely. There is so much that goes on behind the scenes. And just starting up a movie in itself, Stranger Things, you know, being on the set of that, I got to see the kind of the Hollywood sets, you know, with the lights and how many people it takes to just to put one 30-second screen grab on screen. It's just amazing the work that it takes with the cameramen, the sound, the lighting. Everything. It is truly amazing what these guys do.
Absolutely. And being that you're in Tennessee, I was going to ask why you never went down and worked on The Walking Dead.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to work on The Walking Dead. Not a lack of trying. I don't know if I haven't gotten myself to the right people or what, but I have not had that opportunity yet, but I am still absolutely trying. You know, there's a couple of spinoffs coming off The Walking Dead. So there's going to be opportunities out there, I think. I just getting to the right people, I guess, is what it's going to take.
Well, that's awesome. You're trying, and I wish you the best with it, James. The last question I always ask everybody is, what does the future hold for you? And we touched, you have so many films coming up and coming out and so much, but what else can the world expect from you? And where can people find you at?
Well, you can find me on IMDb, would be the best place. I'm on Facebook as well, under James Stokes. I also got Instagram, TNStokes5. So you can find me there. As far as things coming up, yes, I've got 3 feature films that I'm working on out of Birmingham, Alabama. I've got 1 feature film out of, L.A. producer, but going to be shot in Tucson, Arizona. So I've got some things in the fire right now and working on. And on top of that, my agent's been keeping me busy with all kinds of auditions and stuff. And so... But, yeah, I'd love for people to go to imdb.com and check me out under James Stokes, see everything that I've done and what things I've got coming up, and hopefully they'll tune in for more.
Well, that's awesome. I hope your career just keeps expanding, man. It seems like you've done so much in the few years you'll be doing this feature work and stuff. So congratulations, and I wish you all the best, man. Thanks again for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jimmy. I appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely. No problem. Have a great night.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, guys, if you just joined us, you can go back in about, I guess, 10 minutes or so. I'm always kind of weary about how long these take. Blog Talk kind of confuses me sometimes. 10 or 15 minutes, and the show will be up in the archive. You can check it out. You can check out 3 years of archive shows on this website, and the prior 8 years. I had to do the math there, and I'm horrible at math. The prior 8 years of shows from Cloverleaf from 2008 to 16 are at blogtalkradio.com/CloverleafRadio. And a big thanks again to James Stokes, doing some awesome things. And I always love when people, the independent actors are getting these bigger and better roles. It's always awesome to see the next great actor and actress come out of these small areas. It's always awesome being a small town boy myself. Looks like my buddy Wally, I'm over on Twitter. I posted we were on air a couple minutes ago, and the first tweet that came up was his dog was unfortunately attacked by a pit bull in Palm Springs. Very unfortunate there, so I wish poor Roxy the best. She is in the Lassie lineage. I can't remember the great-great-greats, but she is related to the original one and only Lassie and a very beautiful dog. And my buddy Wally is a dear friend, the inspiration for me to get into radio, and a very accomplished voiceover actor. So sad to see those things. We will be back October 21st with retired intelligence detective, police officer, Kansas City PD, author and host of Gangland Wire podcast, Gary Jenkins. He also has the Gangland Wire app where he goes through and discusses everything that involved the mafia in Kansas City, Missouri. It's really interesting. A lot of that stuff served as the basis for the movie and book Casino. So it's always nice talking to Gary. Very awesome guy. I met at 2015 Dark History and Horror Con. I hope he returns someday. He's a very nice guy. Lots of knowledge in this man's head. Always nice talking to him. October 23rd, we welcome author, adjunct faculty member at U of I Springfield, State of Illinois criminal investigator, criminologist, and 2019 Dark History Horror Con guest, Stephen Giangelo. Been a couple years since Steve's been on the show, but he was also someone I met for the first time at Dark History and Horror Con. Very nice guy. We are. I have been wanting to do some shows with some police officers and military people. Wonderful, awesome people helping and giving back to their communities, helping small people, and doing things that go above and beyond. Help the small, common people, I guess I should say. Common people like me and you, the regular Joes in the world. It's always nice talking to these people. And, of course, Dark History and Horror Con is coming out October 26th and 27th, 2019, at the City Center in Champaign, Illinois. Visit dhhcon.com for more info, up-to-date guest information, vendors. He's still naming guests. Vendors, podcasts, and everything. There was a nice article written by my dear friend and podcasting cohort, Ariana Cherry, for the local Journal-Gazette Times Courier, where she once again called me the CEO of the JIA Network, which just makes me giggle like CEO. That is so funny. I do not feel like any way like I'm a CEO. I'm just a regular Joe. I'm a Joe-EO, a regular Joe-EO. But hand is feeling better. Finally went to the ER for my frostbite. I keep wanting to call it freezer burn for some reason, but it is frostbite. It's not freezer burn. I didn't leave my hand in the freezer for a long time, which is what I believe 3 or 4 people asked me, and that makes sense because that is something that's also involved with hypothermia is frostbite. But this was from CEO. It's kind of like CEO. From CEO, here I go with the C. It's a burn from CEO. It's a CO2 burn, and it kind of would be like touching dry ice. So it's thankfully starting to heal. Everything's looking up from there. We will see you guys on the 21st with Gary Jenkins and Blog Talk still having Skype integration issues. So thankfully I don't have to do that and deal with those issues. We will see you on the 21st. Big thanks again to James Stokes. Thank you, everybody, as well, for listening. Have a great night. Be good.